Hey there, friends, it's Walid Azami. So today's podcast is going to help you guys charge a little bit more and really understand why I tell you don't charge so cheap. It's going to be devastating for your career. So again, and I'm really opening this podcast up not just to photographers, but videographers and really all creative and visual artists. So doesn't matter if you're doing hair or makeup or nails, you're a dancer, you're a graffiti artist, you're a muralist. Doesn't matter, as long as you are a visual and creative artist, this podcast is for you. Now, this podcast is very real. I don't edit it. I just speak right to it as if we are sitting over coffee and I'm just having a conversation with you, a one-sided conversation, because I'm sharing all my notes with you. So I hope you appreciate it. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be sounds in the background, but I think you're really here for the good content that's real, that's legitimate, and not sugarcoated for you. All right, so let's talk about the problem with accepting just a little bit of money and having the mentality that a little bit is better than nothing. Well, that's false. And maybe it's okay if you are in complete dire need, but if you're building a business and you want to have longevity and you want to have a good name and you don't want to fight double or triple as hard to undo the damage that you did in the beginning, this is advice that you want to listen. So I'm going to go ahead and give an example of photographer, but please adjust that to what you do creatively. So you could be a massage therapist, you could be hair, makeup, you could be an illustrator, could be anything. Ultimately, the message is the same no matter what kind of creative art you do. You're a freelancer and you're out there fighting in this jungle of the business world. So this is going to be very, very layman's conversation. We're not using big fancy business words, even though I do know them. But I want to go ahead and just talk to you guys about the detriment of charging too little for the service that you provide. All right. So in a photography world, let's just say somebody says, hey, can you please photograph my niece's wedding, and we only have a $300 budget. Now, I know that you said you charge $1,500, but we got $300, and what we can also do is give you some food at the end of the day and maybe even a $50 tip. $350, woo! Fun stuff, right? Not really. Detrimental stuff, right? Absolutely. So look at it this way. The people that are offering you $300 for a $1,500 photography package. The people that are offering you $35 or $40 for what should be an $80 massage. The people that are offering you $200 for what should be a $1,000 mural on the side of a wall. Those people do not know. Those people do not associate with. Those people do not live amongst. Those people do not work out in the same gyms as. Those people do not go shopping in the same grocery stores as people who are willing to pay your full rate. Period. The end on that. Okay? They don't at all. Now, it doesn't mean because we're in the age of everybody being offended. Told you, I get right to the point. Because we're in the age of everybody being offended by everything, I gotta tell you, that doesn't mean either people are bad. I grew up dirt poor. So I've been there on that unable to afford anything rate. So I also know that because I've been there, we didn't know people who had big budgets. We didn't know people who opted in for the luxuries of life, like a manicure, like a paid photo shoot every year. We didn't know that. We just took pictures at the park with my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my uncle grabbed the camera and we took a picture. That's what we had. And I value that. But this is about your business. This is about how you're going to build your network and your community. And those two communities, those two networks don't play together. Their kids don't play on the same soccer fields. They may play against each other, but they don't practice together. They don't park their cars in the same parking lot of the same grocery stores, the same neighborhoods. They don't drive down the same roads. Now, we could talk about it being unfair and the capitalism of this world and all that. I'm here to help you build up your business. And we could still be very fair to everybody. We should be fair. We should be very understanding. We should be very compassionate. But when it comes time to building your business, what I don't want you to do is say, oh man, if that's all they can afford, well, that's fine. That's better than nothing. No, it's not. That's complete crap. If you want to help somebody, you want to help out your local church or temple or mosque or YMCA club or after school program, and they're doing a fundraiser, by all means, drop your rate, even go down to zero. That's worth it. If we're raising money for a tsunami in another country, go to zero. Please do the good work. But for day-to-day business, you got to stay in your platform, and you got to understand that your $300 client will never, ever turn into a $3,000 client. It'll certainly never become a $30,000 client. And yeah, those budgets exist, absolutely exist, because I've worked with those budgets before and I've hired for those budgets. So now let's switch to somebody that is a muralist, a graffiti artist. There's somebody that'll have a better deal for you. Don't lower your work. And I'll tell you why. Because word travels and they have zero loyalty to you or me. Again, let me preface. Doesn't mean they're terrible people. You and I would do exactly the same thing. If you get a good deal, think of the last time you got a really great deal and you're proud of yourself for scoring that deal. Aren't you going to call your best friend or your brother or your sister or your cousin, your neighbor, your coworker, and say, hey, go get it before they run out. Go get it before they book up. It's such a good deal. They're going to do the same thing. We're all humans. We all want the same thing. We all have loyalty to our own tribe. Now, that's cool that they do that, but I don't want you busting your back. I don't want you lowering your business stature and your prices because you made a mistake. So those good prices, think of them as rumors in high school. They spread so fast. And by the time lunch hour is done, so is your reputation. That's how fast it goes. And much like high school, because much of grown-up life is like high school, we're learning. The people that were the football jocks typically hang out with people that are very similar to them. Cheerleaders hang out with similar people. The science kids and the loners, well, the loners hang out by themselves. That's why they're called loners. But the science kids and like the tech kids and the musicians, they hang out with their own kind. Sure, they cross each other in the hallways. Sure, they do all that stuff. We cross other clients on the highway too, in parking lots and stores. But overall, where it matters and day to day, they communicate with people that are just like them. And that's what you and I do. So think about that. So there's no way that the client that is going to give you $300 or $35 for a massage, or if you're charging, I don't know how much nails are, you guys, but if it's $25 to get your nails done, I hope I'm right. And they're offering you $8. Say no, because that is going to cost you so much. You think that's just a few bucks in your pocket. It's better than nothing. Look, if you need to put food on the table, you got to put food on the table. But if you don't, and you have a little bit of money, you think that that extra 30 bucks, that extra 300 bucks is going to help you. No, it's not. It's going to devastate your business in the long run if you do that too much. Because what will happen is, for every one of those that you do, 10 other people are going to know that you're the cheap one. Well, you never want to be the cheap one in any capacity of life. So think about that. Now, if you are the higher priced one, you're the luxurious one, the boutique one, they're not going to go and tell 10 people. They might tell one or two people. But I would rather have that slow growth of a good brand than wildfire spreading of me being cheap, of me being the affordable, the dummy that will take any price. Okay? So this is why I bring in high school. It's very, very relevant in this. This is why I tell you that those people, some of your clients, if they're shopping at Whole Foods, they're not necessarily shopping at some of the more discount grocery stores. They're just not. They're not going to the same preschool. Their kids are going to Montessori's. You know, I can go on and on about it. Doesn't mean any of them are bad. Some of them have just had better luck, better life, better circumstances. I just want you to do well. So find your ideal client and then market to them. Don't assume that money is going to turn into something more. It never, ever will. Maybe 99.9% of the time, it will not. So that there's that one time it might, but it really won't otherwise. Okay. The other thing too is a lot of people might say, hey, Waleed, real easy for you to say, right? Like, you're working with some of these high profile names, you're shooting people, you're directing people, you're creative directing. I do all that stuff. I know it's easy for me to say, but I've been where you've been. I know the climb. It's ugly and it's hard. It's not easy whatsoever. I know this climb. I know the struggle. I know the fears. I know the panics. I know the anxiety attacks you have. I've been there. I still get them sometimes, believe it or not. So I'm just being very real with you. If you have a job and you're tired of it and you think $300, you're tired of it and you think that extra $30, $40, it doesn't matter. It does matter. What you put out there matters. And we have a habit as humans to, I'm going to make up a word. I think it's a made up word, to permanentize everything. Just make everything like this is a life sentence. No, it's not. I've been through so many things I couldn't even begin to tell people. I wouldn't even begin to share some of that stuff. I've been through hell and back. Nothing is permanent. So when you look at your job and you're like, oh God, I just want to get out of here. Screw your head on right. Go meditate for 5 minutes. Go for a walk. Go do something. Go write yourself a love letter. Go do something. Take your mind off of it. That's not your permanent situation. Stop permanentizing, if that's a word, everything. Look at your job. If I may suggest something, instead of looking at your job as a death sentence, look at your job as an investor and treat it like an investor. Somebody who believes in you, who allows you in and pays you to be there, to do some work. They're just an investor. They're not your end goal. So treat them like an investor. Work hard. Take the money. Put it aside. Invest in your business. Do it the right way. Instead of getting there in 1 year and completely destroying your chances of growing that business, get there in 1.5 years and build a platform that's just going to feed itself over and over and over. Okay, I think you can do it. That's why I do these podcasts for free, and I have my YouTube channel, and I have my blog, and I have my Instagram account helping people. I think you can do it. I help photographers. By the way, if you are a photographer and you want to do well and you want to start making money and you want to start building a network of photographers who support you and getting templates and cheat sheets and workshops and everything, you might be very interested in Photo Mentor, which is my monthly workshop where I do mentor photographers. And they get a monthly workshop every month. They get a marketing workshop every month. They get community, and they get what is the most valuable thing of all. They get a mentor, somebody who has already done what they want to do, somebody who will be available to them. So we do office hours a few times a month. And what that means is I get in our private Facebook group. So it's just us. It's just community. And I talk to them and I answer any questions that they might have, any question, anything goes, and I help them out. I review their portfolios and their pricing and their pictures and their editing, and I give suggestions and I tell them what to say to a client, all that stuff. And you probably think that costs a lot. It will cost a lot down the line, but right now, whoever gets in earlier, they freeze their forever price. So if you're interested, I'm going to tell you this. It is the same price as 2 Starbucks drinks a week. So if you're interested in Photo Mentor and you're a photographer, you know somebody who's a photographer and who can really, really benefit, click the link in the description of this podcast. If you're not, but you love more of this, you love more of this truth, subscribe to this podcast, please. I've got a lot more coming. And where you could help me out the most, if this helped you out, if this inspired you, if this helped you see a little bit differently, please leave an honest review on Apple's iTunes. That's a huge help. The more reviews we have, the more they bring us up to the top. And the more creative artists that follow the same rules and respect their talent, respect their wages, the better it is for us. So they are fighting for you and me also. So let's present this show to more and more people. All right, guys, my name is Waleed Azami. I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.